Okay, here we're on? Okay. Okay, hi. You bought the ATP-GYN thyroid seminar. Thank you very much. Just a couple of words here. One is that the high doses of iodine that I mentioned on this DVD are for your information only. I'm not suggesting that you give patients this high dose of iodine. There's a number of different negative effects that can come on from it. So what I'm suggesting, I'm giving you some information and some directions to point you at in terms of educating yourself regarding the possibility of iodine administration. Some people feel very much better with very high doses of iodine, but there is some reference in the medical literature to some of the dangers involved with that. So I'm not suggesting that you give iodine to patients in such high doses, only that you look further into the literature on it. It's very interesting, and you may want to look into that. There are many patients with GYN problems that perhaps have excess menstrual bleeding or masses or some other things which may be indicative of cancer. And any patient you treat for any kind of GYN problem, you always want to make sure they've had a complete gynecological exam by a specialist to rule out any serious disease. It's silly to be treating people for excess menstrual periods when they have a tumor. It's not just silly, it's dangerous. So make sure everybody's had a complete GYN exam, which is outside the scope of your practice, before you start doing these procedures. And once they've been cleared, then you should be fine. High doses of vitamin A and vitamin D, again, for your education and information only, in case you want to look into what some of the possible benefits of vitamin A and vitamin D may be, but I never ever recommend that you give more than the RDA, the recommended daily amount. It is possible to have toxic side effects at higher levels of vitamin A and vitamin D, and you don't ever want to do that. Plus, there could be legal ramifications, so just don't give more than 5 to 10,000 units of vitamin A, which is the recommended daily requirement for vitamin A, and then vitamin D is 400 to 600 units. We talk in the DVDs how more may be a good idea, but legally you don't want to be in a position of prescribing more than that. So I think that covers. Also, if a patient has thyroid disease, they may need medication, and nothing that we say should ever be assumed that is to be used in place of thyroid medication. They may need thyroid medication, and that's between them and their medical doctor. We'll do our treatments as supportive measures over and above any medication they may need, and we're never going to tell a patient to stop medication, and we're never going to get in the way of them getting medication. If they require medication, they should have that, and we're just going to give our natural treatment. If they can then therefore take less medication, that'd be great. So enjoy the DVDs. If you have any questions, please keep